word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a great promise. God says that He is with you, and He's with you today, and He's with me today. You know, we serve a mighty, mighty, awesome God, and no matter where you are, God is there, and God's with you right now. You know, I've been to some places where they say, God, we invite you to come. You don't got to invite Him to come. He's already there. Just welcome Him and say, we're thankful that you're here. We're studying about God's presence, and we hope you join us today as we consider the Word of God. Thanks for joining us. We hope the broadcast today will be a blessing to you. I want to tell you about a little prayer journal. We've been giving these away, and people's been writing to us in every way that we've talked about. People's been contacting us, and we've been sending out these prayer journals. I'm not sure how long we're going to be able to do this. I mean, we're going to run out of them pretty soon, and so you better get yours while you can. These are little pocket prayer journals. They just fit right in your shirt pocket or a pants pocket. They'll fit in a purse. They're about the size of a 3x5 card, not exactly, but similar to that size. I carry one around, and when people ask me to pray for them, I can pull it out, and right there, I can write down that prayer request and remember to pray for them. And what's great is when you can go back and look at that prayer journal and check off the prayers that God has answered, because I believe He will answer. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of, from Jeremiah 33:3. So write to us and get your prayer journal. Now, there's a couple ways. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org and just click on that little link that says contact us. We'll get this prayer journal out to you as quickly as we can. Give us your address. Tell us where you hear the program, and we'll get this prayer journal to you. You can just simply email me directly if you prefer to do that. Listen, I promise I'm not going to send you a lot of spam. I'm not going to even send you any other emails except maybe a response to let you know I got your email. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Interestingly enough, people seem to like to write us letters, and we appreciate that. And sometimes they'll send us a little gift, and certainly we appreciate that too. But you can just write us a letter, send us a little card, just a little note, and let us know your address again and where you're hearing the broadcast. Now, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I quoted before from Isaiah 41:10, but our main text is taken out of Psalm 139. I want to go back and read it again. I read it last week, but perhaps you weren't listening last week. By the way, if you'd like to hear all of the programs in this series, you can find them at the website, again, at considerhisword.org. But I want to read all of this because I want to be able to put things into context. And it's important that we read all of this scripture today. So I'm going to read Psalm 139. I'm going to read all the way down from verse 1 to verse 12. If you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to get it out and join us as we read the Word of God together today. Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1, the psalmist said, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light both are alike unto thee. You realize some people try to hide from God in darkness, yet God sees that darkness as the light of day. You can't hide from God in the darkness. His presence is with you always, wherever you go. He is there. Now, we talked about this quite a bit last week, but I want you to look at something today, and this applies to this. And we're talking now about the powerful presence of God. But you see, David spoke of this, and in his presence, he knows you. He knows all about you. He knows where you are. He knows who you are. He knows your name. The Bible even says that he knows the number of hairs on your head. I tell you, on my head, God's been subtracting lately. God knows you. I mean, after all, he created you. You go, in this same chapter, you go down a few verses. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. God created you. In the verse before, he says, thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God knew you even before you were born. He created you and he knows you. He knows all about you. There's nothing that you can hide from them. There's no place you can run to hide from him. You know, I know my wife, but I don't know all about her. That might be a good thing. And you know your spouse, you might say you know a friend or you know someone, but you know what? You don't know all about them. You don't know their thoughts, like God knows your thoughts. You don't know sometimes what they're doing. God knows what they're doing. Because you see, God knows you. He knows all about you. God knows all about your body. He knows about every mole and every scar. He knows about every disease. And he knows every muscle, every fiber of your being. God knows about that. And God knows the things that you may be going through right now. You may be suffering from some illness or from some affliction. God knows. He still wants you to cry out to him about that and perhaps talk with him about that. But listen, he knows about it. He knows that you might be suffering. God knows your mind. He knows your thoughts. You can't even hide that from God. He knows what's going through your mind right now. And he knows what you're thinking about. And he knows sometimes when those thoughts may not be pure thoughts. You may keep them from everybody around you. In fact, you may look right at somebody and in your mind are words that you would never say out loud. But God knows they're there. And God knows you're saying them. God knows your heart. He knows what your relationship is with him, if you're walking with him or if you're not working with him. Oh, it's easy to hide it from everybody, but you can't hide it from God. He knows where your heart is with him right now. You know what? God knows if you went to church today, or if you're going to church today. God knows wherever you are. He knows if your heart is right with Him. God knows your sin, and whatever sin you may be trying to hide from the whole world. Well, you may go to church and have things hidden that you wouldn't ever want them to know. And you can put that smile on your face and just treat people as kindly as ever. And they would think you're some great, wonderful Christian. But God knows your heart. You can't hide it from Him. God knows your hurts. And He knows those times when perhaps someone has wounded you. They said something to you that was not right, and perhaps they shouldn't have said it, but it hurt. Or maybe somebody said something about you, and you found out about it, and it hurt. And God knows about those kinds of hurts as well. God knows your disappointments, things that you had hoped would happen, or things that you expected to happen, and they didn't happen. God knows about that too, and you realize it may not have been part of His plan. God knows your movements. In verse 2, He said, you know my down-sitting and mine uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. You see, there it is. He knows your thoughts. But He knows when you get up. He knows when you sit down. You know, we have people around here that sometimes try to move to another state, and sometimes I think they're trying to run away from God. The only thing is, when they get there, they find out that God is there too. You cannot run away from Him. God knows you, and He knows all about you. And if you want to be right with Him, you need to come to Him and confess that sin. You need to pour out your heart to Him and just have that talk with Him. Make sure that your relationship is right with Him. You know, Adam tried to hide from God, and he couldn't hide from God. Neither can you. And so you ought to just come and just pour out your heart to Him. Pour out that sin. Confess that sin to Him and make it right. Pour out your heart about those hurts and about those disappointments, and let God deal with them. You know, the Bible says, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. And God knows about all those things, but He calls us to come and bring them to Him and lay them at His feet and let God deal with them. You know, that person that hurt you, you know, you ought to give them to the Lord. God can deal with them better than you can. In those times when you're hurt, and don't let it grow into a deep bitterness that eats away at your soul. Take it to God. He knows all about it. He knows all about you. You can't hide them. And so talk to God. Confess your sin. Bring those hurts. Bring those desires. Bring it all to Him. He loves you. He cares for you. And I believe God wants to bless you. And I believe He will if you'll just pour out your heart to Him. He knows you. And you know that. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.